Good morning. This is Father Joseph Hagen here again at the Church of St. Vincent Ferrer. Again, it's my pleasure to be with Brother Albert Dempsey, our deacon brother this year. And Brother Albert, your name for St. Albert, I know he's St. Albert the Great. To be very honest, the main thing I know about St. Albert is he was the teacher of St. Thomas Aquinas, so he's kind of in his shadow for many people. But we call him the Great. So tell me a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more about St. Albert and why he's so great.
Sure. So St. Albert was born in the late 12th or early 13th centuries. And he was born in Germany, but studied at the University of Padua. And it was there that he met the Dominicans and entered the order. So he would have been a member of the second generation of Dominicans right after St. Dominic's own time. And St. Albert is known as a teacher, as a thinker in the church. His name among his contemporaries was the universal teacher.
Oh, wow.
Partly because he wrote about everything under the sun. He had a real commitment to the idea that everything had something good, something true in it.
Yes.
And he had a real commitment to sifting through everything that had been written before him and figuring out what was good, what was true in it. During Albert's time, the West had largely lost touch with the writings of Aristotle and was starting to come back into contact with them through Arabic paraphrases and commentaries. And those were written by mostly Muslims who interpreted Aristotle in a way incompatible with Christianity. And so there was a lot of skepticism in Europe in Albert's time about Aristotle in particular and philosophy more broadly. And Albert worked with some Dominicans who were in the Holy Land in Greece to have Aristotle's works translated directly from Greek. And then Albert commented on all of Aristotle's writings, showing that they could be interpreted in a way that was compatible with Christianity.
Just a side note, that's a lot of writings to comment on, just to put that,
50 plus books.
Yeah.
But it's largely because of him that in the church, we inherited Aristotle's thought. So to this day in our seminary philosophy classes, we read a lot of Aristotle. But more importantly, Albert was the one who really showed that philosophy could coexist with theology, that the two weren't in competition. And he's also known his favorite branch of studying human reason was the human study of the natural world. So he's famous as an early scientist, wrote a lot of observations that way. And one quote I love about him, some of his Dominican contemporaries said, Albert, why are you spending so much time studying nature? Shouldn't you be reading theology or praying? And Albert's response was, having studied creation, how could I love my creator any less? Mm,
good. For some of you who are listening, and the talk of Aristotle seems a little bit over your head, well, join the club. I feel it over my head often too. One simple way that this impacts Catholics is the Most Holy Eucharist, that it's through talking about how you have the accidents of bread and wine, but the substance of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. That's the language of Aristotle, and that helps us to understand the great mystery, the great beauty, the great gift of the Eucharist. So we thank God for the gift of St. Albert the Great, not just because he taught St. Thomas, although that was a great gift in itself, but for all the gifts he brought to the church. And we ask for that grace, as you were saying, Brother Albert, to sift through everything to find the truth, that as Catholics we should have eyes open for the truth wherever it is, whoever says it, and to know that truth comes from capital T truth, that's Jesus Christ. And so let us seek for the face of Jesus Christ in wherever we find truth today. God bless you and take care.